Good morning, everyone. My name is Eduardo. I'm a grad student at the University of Florida, originally from Ecuador. And today I'm going to talk about this current issue with one of our major agricultural products. So what is the deal with cocoa in Ecuador? It's a very traditional crop. It's number one in terms of area. The Ecuadorian cocoa bean is very special for the chocolate industry. For those who don't know, the cocoa bean is its main ingredient in the chocolate production. And Ecuadorian cocoa bean is a very special. And in this segment called the final flavor cocoa bean, Ecuador supplies with 70% of this type of bean. In a previous study, we conducted and determined that excessive cadmium levels in the soil affected the concentration of cadmium in the bean. And what happens is in the future, our main market, the European Union, will implement certain regulations for cadmium in cocoa beans that will ultimately affect the cocoa produced, especially from the southern part of Ecuador. So in that context, this research, we had these two major questions, which is there any practical solution? And cocoa production is mainly characterized by small farmers, so they don't have access to a lot of technological tools, so we need to come up with a practical method to reduce this available cadmium. And how can soil amendments kind of overcome the problem? For that, I had these major objectives: to evaluate the effectiveness of low-cost soil amendments for reducing plant available cadmium in three contaminated soils, which were previously studied. And the two specific objectives: to study the affinity of these soils and these amendments for soluble cadmium, and then to monitor plant available cadmium and soil properties over time in laboratory conditions. Like, this is like the first approach that we make to overcome this sort of pollution. So I had three soils, and they varied in terms of soil properties, background cadmium, and I had two amendments: zeolite, which is largely used and was obtained by purchased actually from a local supplier, and vermicompost, which was obtained in a local cocoa farm. So two experiments were conducted. The first is a sorption experiment, basically to test the affinity of the soils and the amendments for soluble cadmium. Soils were exposed up to 10 milligrams per kilogram of cadmium, whereas the amendments were exposed to 480 milligrams per kilogram of cadmium. Thermodynamic models were applied, and then desorption was also conducted. Simultaneously, the incubation study and the soils were previously characterized, as I said before, and water-soluble cadmium was very low. So we decided to further spike the soils with 5 milligrams per kilogram of cadmium and mix it with three levels with the amendments at 0.05, and 2%. The incubation period was 28 days. To measure the plant available cadmium, we used two chemical methods, widely used, two, Malic 3 and 0.01 mole calcium chloride. Samples were drawn at 0, 3, 7, 14, 21, and 28 days. And pH was measured at dose intervals and also at 60 and 75 days. These are the soil properties and amendment properties. And you see the background cadmium varied from 2.1 to 0.93. Soil 3 contained the most cadmium and also had the highest CEC, highest pH, whereas soil 1 had the lowest CEC and the lowest pH. In terms of the amendment, vermicompost has a very high CEC and a lower pH as compared to zeolite. These are the isotherm curves for soils, and you see soil number 1 displayed like the lowest sorption capacity, whereas the soil number 3 displayed the highest sorption capacity among the three soils. The amendments, if you look at the isotherm curve, did not really differ much. Actually, at concentrations lower than 150 milligrams per kilogram, they kind of equilibrate and then spike that back up. Both of them behave similarly. But when we apply the isotherm models to obtain the parameters, in general, generally speaking, Lagmuir model had a poorer correlationship relationship as compared to Frenlich model. So we had a higher R squared for Frenlich. So we can say that Frenlich described much better the absorption data. And I'll have to point out that desorption also, sorb versus desorb cadmium had a very high R squared too. And similarly for the amendments. So in terms of comparing the three soils, as I said before, soil number three displayed the highest sorption capacity and the lowest desorption capacity. So cadmium, when it enters this kind of soil, it kind of it's retaining the soil components. And among the amendments, vermicompost was a little bit better in terms of sorption of cadmium. And let's see what happened with calcium chloride extractable cadmium for the spike soils. And as I said before, we had a very low water-soluble extractable cadmium. So for the non-spike soils, so the amendments failed to change the cadmium availability in the non-spike soils. But let's see what happened in the spike soils. We have the control and the zeolite amended soils behave similarly. But these two curves are for the vermicompost at 0.05 and vermicompost at 2%. And you see already a decrease within the in 14 days. The detection limit was lower than the ICP. Similarly, for the control and zeolite amended soils for soil number two, in this case, vermicompost at 0.05 also did not decrease, but vermicompost at 2% significantly decreased plant available, calcium chloride extractable cadmium for soil number two. And for soil number three, also control and zeolite amended soils behave very similarly, whereas vermicompost at 0.05 and vermicompost at 2% significantly decreased calcium chloride extractable cadmium. One thing that I want to point out here, look at the y-axis for the three soils. They kind of resemble what was previously found for the sorption characteristics of the soil. So soil number one had the lowest sorption capacity and soil number three had the highest sorption capacity. For Melick 3 extractable cadmium, we did not compute any difference for soil number two and three, but for soil number one, this is a control and zeolite amended soils and vermicompost at 0.05, no difference between them. But vermicompost at 2% had a lower Melick 3 extractable cadmium than day 21 and 28. In addition, we measured the pH dynamics in these cadmium spike soils. And for soil number one, control and zeolite amended soils did not have any difference. But vermicompost at the two rates already increased the pH more dramatically at the 2% rate. Let's see what happened in soil number two. Same trend, control and zeolite amended soils did not affect the pH. However, this vermicompost 0.5 momentarily increased the pH, but the vermicompost at 2% increased the pH for a longer time. Same pattern here for soil number three. However, the vermicompost at 0.05 increased the pH for a longer time as compared to soil number two. But the highest increase was at vermicompost at 2%, at the 2% ratio. If you remember or if you recall the properties of the amendments, the vermicompost was an acidic amendment, a pH of 4.3. So how this acidic amendment increased the soil pH. And we came across with this research, this paper published in 2006, kind of elucidating the role of organic nitrogen in pH change. And these authors applied different plant residues, and they saw higher pH, increasing pH, when they applied a high nitrogen containing amendment or plant residue. At the same time, they compute this increase in ammonium concentration. So this group claimed that this pH raise is based upon the conversion of organic nitrogen, to ammonium. And just to compare the amendment or the plant residue they use, the properties with the properties of a vermicompost that we use in this study were very similar. So the low CN ratio will favor the organic nitrogen mineralization, which in turn increase the pH. And obviously, it's widely reported that the pH, higher pH, decreased the concentration of or the mobility of cadmium. We conducted this relationship between soil pH and calcium chloride extractable cadmium, and the correlation between these were negative and significant. At the R was between 0.89 and 0.96. Finally, to conclude, the sorption characteristics of the soil and amendments were described better by Frohnlich. Soils have a variable sorption capacity, whereas amendment has a similar sorption behavior. And the application of vermicompost at 2% significantly reduced calcium chloride extractable cadmium in the study soil, and the maximum decrease was observed within 14 days. And this decrease was majorly accounted for the increase in pH, as serving their results, and more likely due to the mineralization of organic nitrogen. But in order to, you know, continue or suggest the use of this amendment, this needs to be proved or tested in further studies with coco plants. And I want to acknowledge my colleagues and the farmers in Ecuador who provide me the samples and the shipping and all that. Also want to acknowledge the Ecuadorian Secretary of Science and Technology and the Indian River Research and Extension Center for the financial support and the lab supplies. And with that, I will thank you. No, I tested in a previous study. I tested the cadmium in the raw cocoa bean, but the raw cocoa bean like is the main ingredient for the chocolate production. And there are many papers now reporting excessive amount of cadmium in the chocolate, in the final product. So there is an increasing concern of this heavy metal in chocolate. Yeah, majorly consumed by women and children. That's the main thing. And the threshold right now for it's not established yet. It's going to be established in 2019. But in the European Union standard, is going to be 0.6 milligrams per kilogram of cadmium in the raw cocoa bean. But they have a list of different byproducts and. Actually, the level is very low, so it's not affecting the plant. And this plant is quite adapt to any condition. It's a tree, actually, so it's really adaptable. And I heard that when I was starting my PhD. Everybody knows cocoa is, they call that hyperaccumulator plant, so for cadmium and sometimes lead, too. So, yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.